Well, tell me, you got a Bible there?
No.
Books of course. Oh, I keep on turning it up, turning.
Yeah, keep on going.
Turning. Let's go ahead. If I know, I'll answer. If I don't know, I'll things I don't know.
Well, that's all I could ask you to do.
What is it?
What do you call corn that's simply shucked and cooked and you eat it with your hands? Corn.
Corn. It's corn?
Yeah, but what do you call it when you don't take it off the...
Off the cob?
Uh-huh.
Oh, wouldn't it be corn right on?
Yeah, but then you might have a special word.
A shell corn, like that.
Well, what I'm interested in is whether you'd ever call it roasting ears or corn on the cob or mutton corn.
Well, you can say, if it's right for eating, it's a mutton corn. When it's soft, it's mutton corn. But you go out and feel and break and then come to the house and cut off the cob. Well, that's mutton corn. It's right for eating. And roasting ear, that's the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
All of it is roasting ear corn. Same thing, ain't no different than the fair.
What do you call a little animal that looks sort of like a squirrel, but it's smaller than a squirrel and it just runs along the ground?
Well, I call them grandmores.
Okay.
They're the devil, too, when you're gardens.
What's a little animal that's black with a white stripe down its back and it smells bad?
And run fast.
It smells bad.
Polecat.
Yeah.
That's a polecat if it smells bad, I know.
Have you ever had any trouble with polecats?
I see them and didn't know what it was. And I asked my husband, I said, I see some pretty cats out there, and I sure want one of them. He said, Ribbon, I told him. He said, no, baby, them polecats. I said, don't go bother them things. See, they throw the muscle on you and say, smell it on you ever so long. Mm-hmm. I said, well, them cats can go ahead. Nothing to do with them cats.
They are pretty.
They're pretty all right enough. But Lord, that scent. You tell it one close round. And throw that muscle. Oh, God.
What do you call a little creature that's about that big around and it hops along the ground?
An old frog? Good God, I'm scared of them things. I hope God could never see them.
Well, now, would you call the one that lives in the water something different from what you'd call the one that lives on the land?
Wait a minute, I too. Some of them is a bullfrog.
Okay.
And these here stand and pop there, them old toady frogs.
Okay. What do you call little frogs that make sort of a chirping noise?
I call all them things frogs. Or but them would holler for rain. Holler wang. I call them rain frogs.
Okay. What do you call worms that people use for bait when they go fishing?
I don't call them nothing but oyster worms.
But what?
Oyster worms. Because I dug a many of them fishing with them.
And let's see, what about particularly large worms that people use for bait?
Well, not. I don't know what they call them. Wait a minute. Oh, there's a red-looking worm, too. But I can't call the name of them.
Okay.
Can't call the name. I know them good, but I can't remember the name of them.
What do you call an insect that sends out light off and on in the summertime so you can
what?
See?
What's that?
An insect that sends out light.
Lightning bolt.
What do you call an insect that has a long, thin body and kind of filmy wings and it flies around over the water sometimes?
Oh, I don't know. There's so much fly over the water now.
Well, now, this is an insect, and they eat mosquitoes.
Yeah, they eat mosquitoes?
Mm-hmm. I think so.
Now, there's one mosquito. I don't know what his name, I just call him mosquito. So he eat the little mosquito, but